Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine finishes its fourth week, I saw a tweet someone posted that I think is the height of stupidity. It said, "I bet Vladimir Zelensky wishes Trump was still in the Oval Office." Now, I will not name the moron who posted it, but let me say that I'm surprised that someone that stupid can actually write a complete sentence. Donald Trump spent his 4 years in the White House groveling at the feet of Vladimir Putin, sabotaging NATO and undermining our most important and valuable alliances, echoing Kremlin talking points, and in general, doing Putin's bidding. Don't forget, when Trump betrayed the Kurds in Syria, even as they were fighting ISIS for us, it was a favor for Vladimir Putin. His term in office can best be described as a continuous act of treason. No real American could watch Trump kissing Putin's ass and sucking up to the world's worst autocrats without feeling disgusted and embarrassed. In fact, I would say that along with his inept and incompetent handling of the COVID pandemic, his subservience to Putin was a major reason that Trump lost the election to Joe Biden. Those people who foolishly believe that the election was stolen from Trump seem to be unable to comprehend the level of anger and repulsion that patriotic Americans felt towards the orange monkey. And when Trump left office, the state of our alliances was in complete disarray. Putin felt completely confident that he could invade Ukraine and there would be very little reaction from the West. But from the moment he got into the White House, Joe Biden began reaching out to our allies, reassuring and, more important, reuniting them. And so Russia is paying a huge price for this invasion, one that will weaken Russia both economically and militarily for decades to come. So even though Putin is to blame for this murderous and criminal invasion of Ukraine, a large portion of blame can be assigned to Donald Trump. He bears a huge responsibility for the war in Ukraine. You can draw a direct line from Trump's actions towards Ukraine, which he was impeached for, and towards Putin and this war. So you can now add the deaths in Ukraine to the hundreds of thousands of deaths caused by Trump's inept handling of the pandemic. As far as the tweet goes, nobody in Ukraine misses Trump. As a matter of fact, if Trump were to go and visit Ukraine, he would be treated like the Russian invaders, and no amount of security would be able to protect him. Thanks for listening.